Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is time for some football from Richland Center tonight. End over end is going to be taken by the Glower Knights right around the 15 to the 20. Return man is number 5, Will Pinnell. Got a good return. Turns inside 35, 40, out to around the 44-yard line. So a good return. Pinnell with the return, and Leif Morris, the kicker. And he was the one that made the tackle as well. So that's where the Glower Knights will take over first and 10. Their quarterback is Matt Rote, number 2 in the running back positions. Carson Freckle and Tucker Sisko. Noah Garcia as well at a fullback. And along the line, Bubba Whedon, Riley O'Bell, William Glotfelty, along with Lawrence Watson and Gavin O'Bell. And keep an eye on Tyce Hosley as well, one of the wide receivers. First and 10 for New Glarus from the 44-yard line. A running play going to the 45, out to around the 47-yard line on the carry by Milo Johnson. And now the Hornets defensively tonight. First of all, at the nose tackle, Jake Schlum. The left tackle is Tate Perkins and James McGowan, the right tackle. Also the linebacking spots, Brady Dosh, along with Holden Grob and Liam Fingerson. Kaizen Schwitzenberg is on the edge. And in the secondary, it's Bronson Perkins, Brenton Baker, Jaden Shep, and Duncan Harper. Fumble on the second handoff tonight, and the quarterback falls on it. So a loss of a yard or so for the Glower Knights, and they lose a yard. It'll bring up third down and about 7 yards to go here in this play. Ball is back around the 46-yard line. Yeah, he lost about 3 yards all total when they marked that off. So the football is placed, and the Knights will huddle up. The Hornets going to try to dig in here on the defensive side here. Opening series for the Knights. No score early on in the ballgame at Avitus Rip Field. And the Knights getting set. There's the snap from center. Back to throw is the QB looking this side. And he's got a man. It's caught. All right there. First down. 45, 40. And then pushed out of bounds around the 32-yard line of Richland Center by Liam Fingerson. The catch by Will Pinnell. And well played. So Pinnell moves the sticks after a good throw there. Certainly the Knights switching quarterbacks in the pregame warm-up, but I believe that was Rote who threw that. So the sticks move on after a good gainer. Everybody up to the football now. We're going to operate out of the shotgun. Awaiting the snap from center is the quarterback, and the handoff goes to number 3 again, Milo Johnson. Flag on the play. Looks like Quinn Marty is in at quarterback, number 14. Second down, no gain on the play. Second down at about 10 yards to go from the Richland Center 34-yard line. The penalty, though, let's see what they say. And it is a holding. Holding penalty against the offense. So that will send the Glower Knights back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So the ball will be at the 45 of Richland Center. They spend a little time in the huddle. The Hornets have to catch up quickly. First and about 20 yards as the Hornet defense now steps in. There's the snap from center. Fake handoff. They'll throw it over the middle. It's caught here and near the original line of scrimmage. Down to around the 29-yard line on the catch. That was Quinn Marty and Sisko with the catch. And that takes it down a little way. Brenton Baker with the tackle. Again, he was the leading tackler last week for the Hornets. Drive continues here for the Glower Knights. Second down, they'll call it 6 yards to go. Ball just inside the Richland Center 30-yard line. There's the snap. Marty with the pitch. Milo going to the left side. He's got the 30. 25 steps inside, appended right around the first down stick by the Hornets. Good run. Johnson getting the bulk of the carries so far. That was Duncan Harper on the stop for Richland Center, and Brady Dosh in the vicinity as well. First down from the 24-yard line of Richland Center. New Glarus on the march here. Opening series just underway. No score at Avitus Rip Field. Awaiting the snap. There it is. There's a throw to the near side. Wide open man. Here's Pino. Down the left side. First down and more. 10-yard line. Then run out of bounds. Right around the 8-yard line by the Hornets. And the tackle by Brenton Baker. Pino, real factor on this drive for the Glarner Knights. So it's going to be a first and goal as it's marked inside the 10-yard line of Richland Center. The Glarner Knights lining up. Two men wide to the far side. Keep in mind where Will Pino is. Number five, a man in motion from the near to the far. There's the snap to Marty, and the quarterback back plants, lobs it toward the back of the end zone, and incomplete. In fact, hit the camera, the end zone camera. I don't know if I've seen that happen before. I'd like to see that film. Second down, goal to go from inside the Richland Center 10-yard line. I think the quarterback knew there was no one open. He was feeling some pressure, and so he just got rid of it. They have the alumni cheerleading crew out there tonight as well, so a number of cheerleaders. The current and the past glory years for the Hornets honored tonight prior to game time. Tiffany Hicks was honored for her 30 years of coaching, along with Jody Imhoff and Clarissa Weiss coaching this year for the Hornets. Snap from center. Glarner Knights with a handoff. Not much. Got to the 6-yard line and then driven back by several of the Hornets. Bronson Perkins, one of the first guys there, number 4, and number 42, Jake Sloan. So it's going to be a third down. Third down from right around the 8-yard line. Again, it's third and goal, so the Glarner Knights trying to punch something in here early on in this one. We checked the radar, and Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, says, don't worry about rain until about 1 a.m. So blame him if we get anything. It's just overcast, but what a perfect night for football. Richland Center trying to turn away on the defense. Glarner Knights up the ball. Third down and goal, and the whistles sound, and a timeout taken by New Glarus. No score in the ballgame. 8:14 remaining in the first. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of mine warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
During the game, we'll be keeping you updated on the Filney flip phone, all about some of the other scores here in Southwest Wisconsin tonight. New Glarus taking time out here on this opening drive. It's marked third and goal from the Richland Center's 7-yard line. So a big play for the Hornet defense. And the Knights have been slowed. They were kind of going at will for a while. No pun intended. Will Pinot is one who was really going to be looked at quite a bit by the quarterback. There's the snap to Marty, and he fakes the handoff, throws high and out of the back of the end zone. And that brings up fourth down. Pressure from Liam Fingerson for the Hornets. So let's see, fourth down, will they bring the kicking unit out? It appears they might. In warm-ups, Ashlyn Milbauer was the kicker, but we'll see what New Glarus decides to do. Fourth and goal to go from the 7-yard line, and the ball is on the near hash mark, so it is a tough angle. They will try to kick it, it appears. So Milbauer, the kicker. The holder is Quinn Marty, the quarterback. There's the snap. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. New Glarus takes the early 3-0 lead in this ballgame. 8:07 remaining in the first. You're listening to Friday Night High School Football, our game of the week from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
So Nuglaris gets the three after the opening drive. The Hornets have not had the ball in hand yet, so it will be their turn after this kickoff coming up here from Avitus Rip Field. Ashlyn Milbauer, 23-yard field goal. Puts the visiting team up by 3 points. So the ball is in the tee. Milbauer will kick off as well. Hornets deep men back around the 10-yard line to receive this one. There's the whistle. And here comes the approach. Milbauer will boot that deep, taken for a bounce right around the 10 and rolls inside. Bobbled and picked up by the Hornet return man. Up to the 15. They got a little room. Up to the 20, to the 30, and rushed out of bounds. Good return for Duncan Harper. And that's what often happens. When I've seen kickoff returns for touchdowns, many times it's on a bobbled ball. And the defense kind of responds and maybe overplays, and then the return man gets a good run. So that was a 30-yard return, and the Hornets will have it right around the 30-yard line. Their own to start here in the opening series for Richland Center. 3-0, Nuglaris in the lead. The ball is in the middle of the field. We'll set the offense in just a moment. Hornets looking it over. Under center is Jaden Shep. Long snap count. There it is. Hand off Brady Dosh, left tackle. He's got a little room, gets around the corner. There's a flag. He's going to push his way for a 10-yard run, and we'll see what happens. On the line tonight for Richland Center, the center is Devin Harris. The left guard is Ethan Bindle. The left tackle is Isaac Gold. Right guard, Cruz Salazar, and the right tackle is Abe Bosworth. In the backfield, Jaden Shep, the quarterback. Also, Brenton Baker and Brady Dosh, the running backs. We'll also see Tate Perkins, Liam Fingerson at the tight end, and Kaizen Schwitzenberg, wide receiver. Penalty was against the Glarner Knights. And that's going to be a big-time penalty. Looks like a 15-yarder. Puts the ball in tonight's territory for the Hornets, and that's a great game. First and 10 after a 15-yarder. First and 10, Richland Center. Ball at the 45-yard line. 7:50 remaining in the opening quarter. Awaiting the snap from center is Jaden Shep. There is the snap. Handoff going to Dosh. Cradles the ball off right tackle. He's scooting through. First down more. 30, 25, 20. And drag somebody with him to the 18-yard line. Brady Dosh brought down by number 11, Braden Schmidt, who saved a touchdown. And Dosh with a couple of good runs. And the Hornets are knocking on the door. They are in the red zone. Inside the 20, knocking on the door. The red zone trip is powered by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, keeping things running smooth all season long. Richland Center with the football. It is a first and 10. Ball is marked at the 16-yard line. There's a flag flying before the play can even get set. And I believe somebody might have lined up in the neutral zone for Richland Center. So back that up 5 yards. And they will put it back around the 21-yard line. So Richland Center back to the drawing board now. Fans are still arriving from Nuglaris. That is a long drive. First and 15 for the Hornets. Ball is marked at the 22-yard line. Shep under center. There is the snap. Hand off Brady Dosh. Gaping hole left side. Gets around the end. Stiff arms one. And now pushed out of bounds by the Knights. Right around the 18-yard line. Slight gain for Brady Dosh. And the Hornets now coming up with a second down play. Second down and long. Second down and 11 yards to go, it appears. So Richland Center in the huddle. Will Weiss runs the play in from the near side for Richland Center. Hornets in the home orange with the white lettering. It's been a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, since they've been able to wear those. Glarner Knights in the red uniforms with white tops and red lettering. Second down play. Ball is marked around the 18-yard line of Nuglaris. Long snap count. Shep takes it. Hand off Brady Dosh. He's put to the backfield and then brought down. Big play by number 13, Ashlyn Milbauer. Milbauer with the open field tackle, and the Hornets lose another yard on that one. Third down from the 19-yard line for Richland Center. Under 7 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. 3-0. New Glarus in the lead. Here comes the play from the near side. Impressive crowd on hand here tonight for both sides, but especially Richland Center. It's a good night. I think a lot of people realize, hey, let's go out and watch a ball game. Very pleasant night. Third down for the 19-yard line, and Shep is back to throw. Looking to the near side, looks across the middle, going to try to make a play. Now throws it over the middle, up for grabs, knocked away and incomplete. He saw Liam Fingerson down around the goal line, and it was broken up by number 11, Braden Schmidt of New Glarus. Fourth down from the 19-yard line. So the Hornets will talk about their next move. Fourth down and about 12 yards to go for Richland Center. Ball inside the 20-yard line. And we'll see as they send the play in for the near side. The Hornets will not attempt a field goal here. The ball just inside the red zone. And RC up to the football now. Fourth down, the line is set. Devin Harris set to snap the ball. Jaden Sheff with a long snap count, now back to throw. He looks, moves to the pocket to the left. Now he's going to be on the run and caught from behind and brought down. Big play by New Glarus. That was number 55, Bubba Whedon, who makes the play. And a nice job. That will turn the ball over on downs for Richland Center. Nice play by the defense for New Glarus. So they kind of bent for a little bit, but did not break, and they'll get the ball back as the Hornets turn it over on downs. Second possession of the first quarter for New Glarus, and the starting point is at the 26-yard line, their own. Great drive by Richland Center, but I think what it does show that they have a little confidence that they can move the ball. Brady Dosh certainly had some good runs during that time. The Glarner Knights, though, stiffen up the defense when they had to. So they're up to the football, first and 10 from the 26-yard line. They're on. There's the snap from center. Marty hands off. Number 3, Milo Johnson's got some room. 10 and 15, 20 yards out to around the midfield line. It's about 25 yards on a big run. Milo Johnson and the Glarner Knights move the chains. There's a penalty on the play. It appeared at the end of the play. The officials will talk it over. So the penalty, I think, is going to be called in a moment. The official with the white hat is not indicated, but it appears it'll be against Richland Center. The Hornets already starting to back up, and they're stepping it off from the spot of the foul, tacking it on at the end of the play. So the ball is just in Richland Center territory at the 46-yard line. 6:11 remaining here in the first half, 3-0 in favor of New Glarus. First and 10, New Glarus. Man in motion, quick snap, handoff, double reverse, and a pitch, flea flicker. How about that? The Marty throw is going to be defended, now caught by a lineman. And Brendan Rear goes a few yards. What happened on that one? It was the old flea flicker. One of the Hornets hit the quarterback's hands, and the ball deflected into a lineman's hands. Braden Rear, the senior, that's a lineman's dream, and he caught the football, but will be penalized, I believe. Let's see. Ball is going to be marked back. So it's a 15-yard penalty. I'm not exactly sure what the deal is. Now they moved it back, almost 20-yard penalty. So the illegal receiver, is that the call? I don't know. I thought after all that melee, it was almost like a fumble that a lineman could catch it, but maybe not. Officials talking it over, and Nuglaris wanting an explanation. The ball goes all the way to the 30-yard line of Nuglaris, and I think the officials are reassessing the situation. So they are marking that off. And again, it's not something you see every day. Now they're going the other way. Looks like it's a penalty against Richland Center. Man, this is very confusing here tonight for poor old radio announcers. So now they're moving it all the way into Richland Center territory at the 38-yard line. That's a difference of about 60 yards. What's going on here? So the official marks it from there. So they called roughing the passer. Is that correct? So if it's a roughing the passer, it should be an automatic first down. And it will be. So the ball is marked at the 30, make that the 40-yard line of Richland Center. I apologize for the confusion, but I don't think anyone here really knows exactly what's transpired. Because they marked it against Douglas first, all the way to their own 30-yard line, and now, unless they marked the penalty on the wrong side, it's at Richland Center's 40. All right, after all that, here we go. 6:02 remaining in the first. Must have been roughing the passer, and somebody jumped from Douglas. That's a 5-yard penalty. So that'll back it up 5 yards. Douglas attempting a flea flicker, and then the roughing the passer. I'm not sure that I've seen a flea flicker executed in a few years in high school football. 5-yard penalty will be assessed on the Knights, putting the ball right around the 45-yard line of Richland Center. Still, no time has clicked off the clock. First and 15 for the Knights, leading 3-0 here in the ball game. Quarterback is Quinn Marty. There's the snap from center, fakes the handoff, throws it complete to Will Pinnell. He turns downfield to the 40, and there's another flag as he is brought down at the 38-yard line. So a number of penalties early on in this one. The preliminary indication is against Richland Center, and I would assume where the flag flew, it was on the tackle. Perhaps a face mask, but it's only a 5-yard variety, it looks like. So the sticks are moved again. Brings up second down and just a couple of yards. Ball is inside the Richland Center 35-yard line, right around the 33. Phil Lee with you on a Friday Night Live, fourth week of the season. Looking forward to down the stretch here tonight. Both of these teams feel like they are contenders in the league, and a lot will tell the tale after this week. There's the snap. Pitch going to Milo Johnson, and there's a flag again. He is brought down behind the line of scrimmage by the Hornets. Nowhere to go for Johnson and Liam Fingerson and Brenton Baker on the stop. So this one is going to be assessed against the Knights. All right, so it's going to be marked back. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul will be put right around the 44 of Richland Center. So we've had a penalty on 3 consecutive plays here. Some other scores. Looks like Platteville leading Lancaster 7-6. That one is in the first. Cashton 7-0 on New Lisbon. Cuba City 7-0 on Mineral Point. Pecatonica and Iowa Grant tied at 6. Reedsburg 6-0 over Onalaska. Sauk Prairie 7-0 over Beaver Dam. And Ripon and Wisconsin Dells tied at 7 in the first quarter. 3-0 here. Douglas leading after this one is sorted out. Second down from the 43-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Back to throw. The quarterback screen over the middle. Knocked down. Read well by the Hornets. Jake Schlom stepped in and knocked that ball away on the screen over the center, intended for Milo Johnson on the pass. So that'll bring up a third down. Belmont leading Kickapoo 16-6. That is in the first quarter. So the ball is marked 13 yards to go from the 43 of Richland Center. New Glarus in the huddle. Of course, these are pass plays, so there's not a lot of time moving here in the first quarter. Quite a contrast last week. I had Hillsborough and Ithaca, and every play was a running play, and we hit halftime about 7:45, but not tonight. This snap from center goes to Matt Rote. Rote runs it himself up the middle, cuts his way down to the 35 to the 34. Going to be short of the first down. Again, I was not dreaming. Matt Rote took a couple of snaps early, and all of a sudden he's back in there. Matt Rote, number two at quarterback, replacing Quinn Marty for at least a play, and that brings up a fourth down. Rote appears to be a good running quarterback. Brenton Baker on the tackle. Well, he's having a good year. River Valley leading Prairie du Chien 7-0. That is in the second quarter of that game going on tonight at River Valley High School. Fourth down play coming up here for the Knights, and they'll go for it from the Richland Center 34, fourth and four, and a flag flies. I believe the Hornets might have given them one right there. There's another flag. Flag coming out on the, I'm guessing somebody jumped, and then if my hunch is right, someone may have said something. Lots of penalties early on in the first quarter, and the officials will sort this all out. Larner Knights leading 3-0. Not a lot of football action here. So they'll mark off the penalty, and a timeout has been taken by Richland Center. Good place for one. New Glarus will have the first down in Hornet territory. When we return, ball will be around the 25-yard line of Richland Center. 3-0, and there's another flag. There's another flag thrown on Richland Center here. Coach Chris Clerken, who's the defensive coach, is going out to talk with the officials. And, yeah, things heated early on here in this one. Officiating crew, again, probably making the right calls, but there have been so many penalties here, and both teams have had their share of penalties, and tempers flying. Well, right now, we'll take timeout. 3-0, New Glarus leads on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Welcome back to Richland Center. The football, again, I think both sides are confused here. So they initially marked it at the 25, and I'm not sure if they just called something against New Glarus because the ball is back at the 35-yard line, and they're talking it over with Coach Schutt of New Glarus. Well, I've been around the block a few times, but I'm more confused tonight than I've been in quite some time. 3-0 is the score. The Glarner Knights kicked the opening field goal, a 23-yarder, with 8:07 remaining, and that was only as the clock runs a little over 3 minutes ago, and we've been playing a long time and really haven't gotten much done. They're talking it over now with defensive coach Chris Clerken, who's back on the field. So the ball is now placed back at the 30-yard line. So back in the game is Duncan Harper. I'm not sure if there was some sort of penalty against him or whatever, but he is back in there, and the fans react, and the Glarner Knights will get more penalty yards, it looks like. They are going to move that into Richland Center territory all the way to the 14. I apologize, folks, but I don't think very many people here know what is going on. I'm just lost for words, and that's a rarity for me. Do you know, Coach? Okay, I'm asking the assistant coaches here from New Glarus. If you don't know, I don't know. All right, well, Nuguera's just got a bunch of yards. Ball is inside the 15-yard line. And the Hornets are on the defense. All right, Hornets are digging in. Nuguera's with the football. Man in motion from the near side. There's the snap. Pitch going to Milo Johnson. Cuts around the right side. Hornets read it well and bring him down. So the Hornets stretch that play out really well. Milo Johnson on the play. Hive of Hornets is what Leif Carlson says. He's the PA guy. But I saw several. Holden Grubb was over there. Number 34, Tate Perkins. And they'll give Nuguera's maybe a yard. Second down from around the 9-yard line. 4:25 remaining in the opening quarter. Nuguera's trying to add to its early 3-0 lead. Man in motion to the right side. Tyus Hosley. There's a snap from center. And back to throw is the QB. Overshot his man. That was Matt Rote back in at quarterback. And overthrew the intended receiver. That'll bring up third down in Richland Center territory at the 14-yard line. Jake Schlom with the pressure on the quarterback. Jake's having a good game here tonight early on. The pressure on the quarterback a couple of times. All right, here we go. Third down for Nuguera's in Richland Center territory, just inside the 15-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. There's a snap from center, and quarterback keeper keeping it is Quinn Marty, and he's hit and dropped. Got ahead for maybe a couple of yards. We'll see where they mark it. It'll definitely be a fourth down and brought down. The Hornets read it well. Jake Schlom and Tyson Schwitzenberg making the tackle, and let's see if the Knights bring out the kicker again. Ashlyn Milbauer hit one from 23 yards a little bit ago. So we'll try again with the clock running. 3:39 remaining in the opening quarter of football. This will be a little bit longer, a little bit more of a challenge. Putting it back in the 30-some yard range. There's the snap. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Ashlyn Milbauer with two field goals. That's where we stand tonight. 3:24 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Nuguera's back on the field after a 30-yard field goal. Ashlyn Milbauer has hit two of them tonight. And the visiting Glarner Knights lead 6-0. They will kick off after the most recent score. We will get you some other scores as well. They're coming in fast and furiously here this evening. Potosi Castle leading River Ridge 7-0. Cashton 14-0 on New Lisbon. Bangor up on Ithaca 8-0. That's in the second quarter. Here's the approach. Milbauer, hey, he's a good kicker. Boots it down inside the 10-yard line. Taken by the Hornets, and they've got a huddle up there. And who's got the football? Running it out on the right side is the ball carrier. Nothing showing. And about an 8-yard line, he's going to be brought down. Hornets formed a huddle with a little trickery. And nowhere to go as they are brought down inside the 10-yard line on a deep kick by Milbauer. So that is where RC will take over for its second possession of its own 9-yard line. 3:16 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football during weekend number 4. Badgers play tomorrow. Great win for the Packers last night. Heard on WRCO radio. Hornets pinned back in their own territory a little bit. They'll look it over. Jaden Shep awaiting the snap from center. He'll operate out of the shotgun. Long snap count. There it is. Takes the snap, and he will hand off. Near side, there's a flag and a running play out to around the 16-yard line for the Hornets. So they will unpile. The ball carrier is Brady Dosh, trying to follow the blocking of Abe Bosworth there. Milbauer makes the tackle, and penalty is going to be marked off on the Hornets. So that'll be a holding penalty, which will be a bit costly. They already have their backs against the wall a little bit. So with a penalty marked on, that'll put it all back around the 5-yard line of Richland Center. So this is where you got to be careful. You go back into the end zone, you certainly got to be careful to get out of there. The quarterback has to be sure that they don't take a knee down. And as we saw, the Hornets actually gave up a safety in that first week of the season with Viroqua on a holding penalty in the end zone. So it is possible to get one of those safeties in various ways. Ball is at the 5-yard line, Richland Center's own. 3:08 remaining in the opening quarter of area football. 6-0, New Glarus leading here in the football game this evening. Out of the shotgun, Jaden Shep awaits. Long snap count, 2 men in motion, and then Shep back to throw. I believe that's a legal motion. So the Hornets continue heading back the other way.
Illegal procedure against the Hornets.
So that'll be half the distance to the goal line, back around the 2.5, and that's where Richland Center will go. They are going in the wrong direction here. 3:06 remaining in the opening quarter, 6-0. So you've struggled a little bit in the first quarter, but you're only down 6 points. Defense has been able to stop New Glarus in a couple of key spots and force the field goal. Hornets will break huddle and now set it up here. 4 wide receivers set. Shep operating from right around the goal line, awaiting the snap from center. There it is. He's back to throw in the end zone, running to the left side, and throws on the run, and it is intercepted by Negueras. They're going to run it back to around the goal line, and they are in with a touchdown. Pick six. Colstead with the return for the touchdown, and Negueras jumps up 12-0 in this ball game. Boy, he was in the right spot there. The ball was in the vicinity of a Hornet receiver, but a defensive touchdown scored by New Glarus. Ethan Colstead with a pick six, and that is the third score of the night for the Glarner Knights. Ethan Colstead scores with 2:56 remaining in the first. And the extra point kick will be tried again by Milbauer. The holder is Quinn Marty, the backup quarterback. Here's the kick through the uprights, and plenty good. That makes it 13-0 on the interception and return for a touchdown of about 12 yards for Ethan Colstead, and New Glarus leads. 2:56 remaining in the first here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
New Glarus will kick off after the most recent score. 13-0, they've taken a lead without an offensive touchdown. They'll place the ball on the 40 and will kick off. Milbauer will do the honors again. Hornets trying to snap back and get a little momentum here. Get something started. So Milbauer looking it over and awaiting the run-up, and here is the kick. Oh, and onside. It's going to be bounding around the line. It's going to be taken by the Hornets right around the 46-yard line. So New Glarus going for a little gusto. The ball is recovered on the outside there by Richland Center.
The outside kick was recovered by Jake Sloan.
Jake Sloan with the recovery. Man, I told you, Jake's been doing a lot tonight here for the Hornets early on. Gets the recovery on the onside kick, and Richland Center will have it. Now for the third time in the ball game, last time on their own 9, and gave up the pick six. So So this takes it to the 47-yard line of Richland Center, and that's where they will begin. Ball between the hash marks, 2:53 remaining in the first quarter. 13-0, New Glarus. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. Hand off on the running play, and Brady Dosh cuts around. There's that little run, 40. First down and then some. Down to the 35, 30. Breaks another tackle, stiff arms another. He's down around the 26-yard line. And a great run by Brady Dosh. What a run. Blue-collar effort right there, folks. And the Hornets, just like that, with a big run. And the Hornets will have the ball around the 26-yard line of New Glarus. 2:39 remaining here in the opening quarter of area football. The Hornets trying to snap right back. Even though things haven't gone your way, you're down 13-0. You put a score in here, and it's a brand-new ball game again. Greensburg leading Onalaska 14-0. Ripon leading the Dells 14-13. Sauk Prairie 20-7 over Beaver Dam on the Phil Knee flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Ball in the near hash mark awaiting the snap from center is Shep. Hand off, second man through, Dosh again, shooting straight through for a first down. All the way inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Brady Dosh, tough to stop. The Hornets, when they have the football, and just wait, there is a penalty flag. Penalty flag, it kind of appeared as the herd cleared out of the way, so we'll see what the call is. Holding against Richland Center. So that'll take it back after a really good game by Brady Dosh. Coming up at halftime, we will talk about that great start to the season for the Richland Center Ithaca cross country team. Eric Mindum will have some words, and then Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin will be our guest. Dairyland Transportation delivering an exceptional experience on every move. After the ball is pushed back, it's back around the 26-yard line. First and 10 for the Hornets. Once again, there's the snap from center. Hand off, Dosh cutting left side. Pushing his way, get him around the end. He's got some more. 10 down to the 5. Right out of bounds to the 8-yard line. Excellent blocking by the Hornet line on the far side. Going down the sidelines. Isaac Gauld plowing the way. Abe Bosworth as well, and my goodness, good work by the line and Ethan Bindle. It will be a first down, so the Hornets running downhill now after getting the ball in great field shape, trying to take advantage of that recovered onside kick by Jake Sloan. And here they are with a football inside the 10-yard line, first and goal for the Hornets against the Glarner Knights. Under 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Shep will take the snap from under center. There it is. And the handoff going to the near side and nothing going. Garner Knights read it and pull down the Hornets for a loss in the backfield. So that time, no one was fooled. And Baker with the carry.
Brady Dosh, the ball carrier.
Well, they say Dosh. I think it was Baker, but we'll see. Doesn't matter. It was a loss back around the 10-yard line. So second down for the Hornets. And goal to go from the 10-yard line. Clock running, 1:29 remaining here in the first quarter. 13-0 in favor of the visiting Glarner Knights. Hornets trying to get some mo back right here. Second down from the 10-yard line. The Wirtz flowing home red zone. There's a pitch going to Dosh. Dosh getting around the left side. Not much as they pile up. And he is brought down right around the 8-yard line. So that'll bring up a third down. Brady Dosh working hard, but things kind of broke down suddenly. All right, so we'll see what's going now as the Hornets do some soul-searching.
Tackle by Dylan Polstein.
Kaizen Schwitzenberg runs into the huddle along with Will Weiss. Hornets in the red zone, sponsored by Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, where they're always heating up the competition. Third down play. Richland Center with a third and goal at the 8-yard line of the Glarner Knights. Jaden Shep will operate out of the shotgun. Hand off for the first man through. Dosh, and he's brought down right around the 6-yard line. Nowhere to wander. Carson Preckel brings him down. Gain of 3 on the play, and it's fourth down. Let's see what Richland Center decides to do here. Fourth and goal to go for the Hornets. And the play call made from the near side. Tate Perkins will shuttle it in. I believe the Hornets will let the clock run down to zero, and that is it. End of the first quarter, 13-0. New Glarus leading Richland Center, but the Hornets are threatening. You're listening to High School Football from WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
13-0 after 12 minutes of football here at Avitus Ripfield. Our first quarter taking over 45 minutes. Mentioned a lot of these scores we've been reading are well into the second quarter. And lots of penalties and lots of sorting out in the first quarter. Broadhead Judah now leading Dodgeville 20-13. That's in the second quarter of Southwestern Wisconsin Conference football. So Richland Center faced with a fourth down conversion attempt. They will not attempt a kick. It is fourth down and goal to go from the 5-yard line of New Glarus to start the second quarter. Shep under center, awaiting a snap. There it is. Fakes the handoff. Now rolls to the right side, looking at the end zone, being chased. And Shep will bring it back around to the near side. Running back to the near side and looking. They're coming after him. He's going to be getting rid of the ball. It's loose on the field. They may have called that a fumble, and it rolls to the 36-yard line. So the play is made by number 8, Brock Rote. Number 0, Lake Burton, and no penalties on the play, so that's where New Glarus will take over in great field shape there as they will have it all the way to the 35-yard line. So that was called a fumble and not a forward pass. So it'll be taking it at the 35-yard line for its third possession on offense for New Glarus, leading 13-0. Starting the series on their own 35-yard line. Out of the shotgun snap. There it is. Throw caught on the far side behind the line of scrimmage. Then turning ahead and making a move is Pino. And he's got about 5 yards. Taken down in the open field there by the Hornets. Number 8, James McGowan. Second down, about 5 yards to go.
That road pass is complete.
Again, New Glarus is switching quarterbacks. So second down, they'll give him all of 5 yards on that one. And the clock will start again here. There's a snap from center, handoff going for a running play. Number 21 turning up. Carson Preckel gets near the first down. Gain of about 6 yards. Crosses the 46 to around the 47 of New Glarus. And the chain gang will move again. Liam Fingerson on the stop. Great to have you along. We'll be back with high school volleyball on Tuesday night. Richland Center hosting Platteville following a conference loss in 5 sets to Dodgeville last night. First and 10, New Glarus. Ball just in their territory at the 47-yard line. Richland Center trying to dig in deep on this defense. And the QB is up, ready to take it out of the shotgun. Officials checking things momentarily. Now the line is set. There's the snap from center. And back to throw is Rote. He's going to air one down the far sideline and let his man too far and out of bounds. Hornets in Great coverage all the way on the attempted long pass by Matt Rote. So defended well by Brenton Baker. Iowa Grand Louis Pecatonic Argyle by a score of 30-6. I think there was a flag on this play, too. A little delay to figure that out. It's going to be marked against Nugueras. So it moves the ball back to around the 41-yard line for the Glarner Knights. It'll be first at about 20 yards. Must have been a holding penalty. Stops the clock with 10:55 remaining in the first half. 13-0, Nugueras in the lead. Matt Rote takes the snap and then shovels it to the running back. He hits one man, his own man, and now the Hornets are coming after him. And he is hit and dropped by a hive of Hornets. Great play. Brady Dosh and company and friends. Liam Fingerson is back there. Another big loss on the play. Bronson Perkins, number four, helping out. Second down now and way long. Back at the 35-yard line of Nugueras.
Second down, 22 yards.
We'll say 22 yards to go for a first down. Up to the football now. Nugueras. Two men wide to the left side for the quarterback, Matt Rote. Man in motion, that is Burton. Quarterback back to throw. It's going to be tipped, caught, intercepted by the Hornets. Intercepted by Richmond Center. Return to the 40. Jaden Shep cuts back inside to the 30. He's moving. 25 down the sideline. Shep is going to be down the line and in for a touchdown. That's a pick six for Richmond Center. And a wild and crazy game here tonight. The ball was tipped. And Jaden Shep returned that about 46 yards for the score. 9:54 remaining in the second quarter, and the Hornets will talk about the extra points. So Jaden Shep scoring on the defensive side after giving up a pick six. He gets a pick six. And again, a return around 45 yards or more. So we'll see what Richland Center decides to do. Will they try to kick it here? They are lining up. Yeah, looks like they will. Had not tried to kick a couple of times, maybe in like field goal range, but Liam Fingerson will attempt the one-point conversion. Long snap count now. There's the ball placed. Good snap, good kick. It is in for the score, and that makes it 13-7. 9:54 remaining in the second. You're listening to High School Football from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Big score for the Hornets on the defense. They really needed that. And let's see if the momentum takes them into some more good things here in the second quarter. Trailing 13-0 after one. They now are down by just 6 points with a long time to go before halftime. Wisconsin Dells leading Ripon 21-14 in the second quarter. Reedsburg up on Onalaska 14-7. That's a good game. Berlin leading Mauston 28-0. Mineral Point up on Cuba City 21-14. Here comes the run-up for the Hornets after the score, and there's an end-over-end by Leif Morris. Going to bounce around the 20, ricochets off the receiver, picked up around the 16-yard line. He returns it to the 20 and keeps the legs going. Got out to near the 30-yard line. Not a decent return. Pinnell was the return man, and the Hornets find themselves back on the defense. So the fourth possession of the half for the Nugueras Knights. Ball is on their own 30-yard line. So the Glarner Knights will hit committee and then talk it over here as They face the Hornets. Clock doesn't move a lot, and a lot of passing in this game, and a lot of stops for penalties. Both teams have been penalized here quite a lot in this first half. So Nuglaris heads to the football now. Ball is between the hash marks, resting at the Garner Knight 30-yard line. Hornets digging in on the defense. There's a snap out of the shotgun. Handoff running play. Bounces off left, moving and grooving, and he's got nearly a first down with a good run. All the way to the 40-yard line on the carry by Pitto. Milo Johnson, number three. And there's a flag on the play. Flag laying back around the 30-yard line, and it's going against Nuglaris, I would believe. Brady Dosh makes the tackle. So they will mark it off again. Lots of backward motion here tonight in this game. Back at the 25-yard line of Nuglaris. Garner Knights, coached by DJ Shutt. He's been around for a while. Andrew Troxell, head varsity coach and offensive line coach for the Hornets. A great staff for Richland Center. Here's the running play, left side. Nuglaris gains a little bit of the penalty yardage back with a gain of about 4 yards. The run again by Milo Johnson. Liam Fingerson right around the tackle there.
Gain of about 3 yards.
So a second down play coming up here for the Knights. Join us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show tonight on WRCO. Second down play, second and about 12. Back to throw as the QB. Rote throws it far side, almost picked off, and then caught by Nuglaris on the tip the other way. Boy, that one could have easily been picked by Richland Center had the defender been there just a little bit earlier, but a hand on it, Brenton Baker, and then he tipped it, and it was caught by Nuglaris, and the sticks move on. It is a game of inches. Brenton certainly had it defended extremely well. At halftime, Bangor leads Ithaca by a score of 8-0. Here to Vitus Rip Field, 13-7 Nuglaris in the lead. First down and 10 from their own 46-yard line. Nuglaris handoff, running play, not much. Hornets smell it out, and they throw in for a loss. Back around the 44-yard line. Liam Fingerson, Brady Dosh, some of the usual suspects. Loss of 2 yards on the play, and a second down and 12 yards coming up. Nuglaris looking to the sideline and now heading to the football. Not been easy sledding for either offense here tonight. Man in motion, Burton from the near side. There is the pass by the quarterback caught, and the receiver turns in. He's in Richland Center territory to the 46 and brought down there. Gain of a good 9 or 10 yards, short of the first down. Will Pinto pulls in another one. He's been the favorite receiver. The Hornet defense has been called upon a lot here tonight. Holden Grob with the tackle. And it brings up third down and 2. 7:33 remaining in the first half of area football. Lancaster 24, Platteville 20. That's nearing the end of the first half. Good ball game there, as we knew it would be. Third down and short yardage for Nuglaris. There's the snap out of the shotgun, and the quarterback, Marty, is going to be hit and dropped. Good read by the Hornets. Marty might have got a half yard, but he's short of the first down. Dosh and Fingerson on the stop for the running quarterback, Quinn Marty. Fourth down and about a yard for Nuglaris. Ball resting on the 45-yard line of Richland Center. Clock running with 6:50 to go before halftime. It's my wedding anniversary. I got to get down there and get a big cookie for June at halftime. Fourth down and about 2. Quarterback keeper. Nuglaris trying to push the herd And looking at the second effort, they break through the line. How did he do that? Matt Rhoda is still going. It was never blown dead, and the quarterback is going to score on a quarterback keeper dive play up the middle. This game is wacky tonight, folks. Wow, you rarely ever see that. Everybody was in tight. The quarterback just kept pushing the legs and pushing the herd. Whistle did not blow, and he somehow squirted through for a long touchdown. 46 yards for New Glarus. Man, this one, they better keep some of these film highlights tonight because we're seeing some things tonight. So Matt Rope, 46-yard TD. That comes with 6:23 remaining in the first, and that puts the Glarner Knights up 19-7. Extra point try. Marty is the holder, and Bill Bauer the kicker. Discussion with the line. Now the official's out of the way. There's the snap. Placement is made. Blocked by the Hornets. Blocked by Richland Center. Nice play. That was number 20, Duncan Harper, who blocked the extra point try. That'll make it 19-7. New Glarus leads.